shoot at first.
Yeah.
They sit out there and cool, you know.
And did you ever see any different types of houses here? Like, would they ever, you ever see those houses that have a hall down the middle of them? What would you call
it? Now, that's the old Overtide. That's, I got the name of them now. That's the old type house.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have, it looked like a hall right down the center, and you had rooms on both sides of your hall.
Yeah.
I forgot the name. They had a name for them.
Yeah. Now on Monday, your mother do the what?
What would she do on Monday?
Yeah.
When? She usually start washing.
Yeah.
Washing and hanging out the clothes on the line.
Uh-huh.
And
she do the ironing the same day, or?
Oh yeah. As soon as she gets them clothes off the line, she went to ironing them sheets and pillowcases. Always ironing that stuff. Now, you can't find aluminum iron stuff now, hardly.
Yeah.
They got all that permanent press stuff.
Do you remember, Craig, before you had refrigeration, where you keep your milk cold or something like that?
Before we had refrigeration?
Yeah. Can you go back that far? Or do you remember going to your grandfather ever telling you about it?
Let me think. Well, we always had fresh milk.
Yeah.
A lot of times now we'd be milking. We just take a cup. Milk a cup full of milk and drink it. It was milk, real milk ain't what you get in store now.
That's true.
Watered down stuff.
That's damn true. I used to go to my granddad's and I have a Dickens of the time when I got back getting used to that town milk again.
Mm-hmm.
Because the milk we got was.
Now we mostly drank when we had the cow.
Yeah.
She poured a gallon of milk in no time at all. You know, you get a gallon of her in the morning, a gallon in the evening. More than a gallon. Then we had goats. And remember when we were milking, we always had cats in the morning to keep the rats, you know.
Yeah.
You know, ratters.
Yeah.
You get up there and milk, and them cats would be out there just screaming. They knew what you were doing, you know, milk. You'd turn that old tip, that udder up there, and squeeze it across the room, and that cat stay on its hind leg just licking, you know. Well, you know, I'd be on one stall, my brother would be on the other. We'd be milking up a storm.
Yeah. There was a place where you let your cow out?
Yeah, out in the pasture.
Okay.
You let her graze out there. Of course, you had to feed them too, you know, when they're milking.
Yeah.
Keep them up.
Well, you sold your milk to where?
Now, he sold his goat milk. The doctor, if he couldn't cure ulcers, also, you would get a baby. That like they have now that can't drink cow's milk, you know, they're allergic to it or something.
Yeah.
Well, the old doctor, if he couldn't prescribe anything, you know, out of the pharmacy for them or something like that, then he'd send them to daddy, you know. They'd buy the goat milk. And a person with an ulcer drink it and cure an ulcer, stop it anyway. And yeah. Also a baby that can't drink cow's milk can drink goat milk.
You would, did you send your milk to a place where they process it in?
No, he never was that big in it.
Yeah.
But mom would have 5-6 gallons in the icebox, you know, to sell. And he'd come by and he'd buy a gallon, you know. She'd have about 3 regular customers a week.
The place where you buy your milk now is around here.
Mm-hmm.
You get your milk, or do you?
Yeah, I do. I haven't gotten where I can get a milk cow and all this stuff. Now I am. I'm looking for 5-6 acres myself.
Yeah.
Where I can have all that stuff. Now, Daddy don't buy milk. He still got his goats and his cows. He got 2 milk cows now. And he hardly buys meat either. He still got all that stuff.
But around here, there's a lot of places where people raise milk cows?